Brilliant, very good. Cat isn't just for life, it's Lucy, yes. A sewing machine. Oh, very sophisticated, very well done. Thea, what would you like? A toy reindeer. Okay, right, let's hopefully we'll have a see what happens. Zahara. What would you like? A lighter watch. Very good, very practical. Isabel, what would you like? A sister. Maybe next Christmas, I don't know. I wonder what you want so badly, Camilla. Brilliant. I wonder what you want so badly this year. Can you remember what you wanted so badly last year? Who can remember what they wanted? Ben, can you remember? Go on then, tell us. You think it was Lego. All right, yeah, probably Lego. That's a good answer, safe answer. What about you, Sammy? You think it was the same thing as Ben. All right, like nice cop out. What about, you can remember, Samuel.
Hot Wheels.
Okay, very good. What about the year before that? Or the year before that? Or 5 years ago? Or 10 years ago? Or even 30 years ago? Or all the way back in 1979? Can you remember what you wanted so badly? It's easy, isn't it? We forget those gifts, don't we? But Christmas is a time when we remember one of the greatest gifts ever given. In fact, the greatest gift ever given, so that we don't forget. Every year we remind ourselves of the greatest gift, Jesus Christ, and we'll think more about that in a moment. You know, sometimes at Christmas we get gifts that we really, really want. Sometimes we get gifts that we really, really don't want. Sometimes they are surprises. Sometimes they are expected gifts. Sometimes we get a gift that we really need. We really need, or never thought we needed. Here's an example of that I got a couple of years ago. Who would like to look inside this Christmas bag for me? Let's see. Elspeth, come up. Right, I want you to open this. This is a gift I got that I never thought I needed. And to be honest, because I didn't really understand what it was. Can you just get this out and show everybody what this might be? Some of you will know, some of you won't at all. What on earth is this, Elspeth? You don't know? Hold it up. Come on, show everybody. Set it nice and high so we can all see. So we've got some sort of tubey thing here. And what do you think that could be? That looks like a spoon. Yeah, that does, doesn't it? What's another bit of a tubey thing here? And what's this for? This is what an odd little thing this is. Thank you, Elspeth. You can go sit down. Thank you very much. This isn't for you. It's still mine, okay? I got this gift and I really couldn't. Do anybody know what this is? Thank you. It helps you make coffee. It's called an AeroPress, and you use it to make coffee. I didn't know how this worked at all, but apparently you put your coffee in there, you put a filter on there, that sort of thing. And, you know, I got this from Uncle Mark, and very grateful he knew I liked coffee, and I didn't understand it. Yeah. Oh, you bought it for me. No, Uncle Mark's got one as well. That's why I'm thinking of it. Yeah. Embarrassing. So I got that gift, and I didn't know what it was. Well, I knew it was something to do with coffee. I had no idea how it worked until for about a year, it just was gathering dust in our kitchen somewhere. And then about a year later, I saw somebody else, another pastor friend of mine, using an AeroPress to make coffee, and I was like, that's what it's for, and how you do it, I get it now. And then after a bit of searching YouTube videos, tutorials and so on, it's changed my coffee making life, that AeroPress, all right? It was a good gift that I never realized I needed. I didn't realize how good that gift really is until I learned more about it. Gifts are important. Gifts are given to meet certain needs, aren't they? I mean, you might not think much of it, but sometimes we get deodorant and perfume at Christmas time, don't we, as gifts? You might think somebody's giving you that because they think you smell, right? Deodorant, they're there to meet a need. Or imagine getting some really, really powerful toothpaste for Christmas. Maybe you think, do they think I've got bad breath or something? Some gifts are there to meet a need. And so I want to think this morning, just a couple of minutes now, thinking about why Christmas is the gift we need. And that some of us still don't know how good that gift really is. In the passage that Becky read for us, the wise men, they come bringing their gifts for Jesus. They believed Jesus was a king. Where's the one who was born king of the Jews? They say in Matthew 2 verse 2. And those gifts that they bring were meant for royalty. Those were royal, expensive treasures, that the Bible says. They were gifts. What were they again? Can you remember what the gifts were? Elspeth remembers. Lucy remembers. Who else? Who can remember what those gifts are? Sam remembers. Go on, Lucy, tell us what they are. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Those are really important, special gifts. But those, do you think those were gifts that Jesus needed? Well, he was just a baby, wasn't he, Lydia? What's he going to do with gold and frankincense? What even are they? What is frankincense and myrrh? Well, I think those gifts are quite important. They do actually, I think they tell us something about Jesus. But take gold, for example. Gold for a king, for a wealthy king. But we know, don't we, Jesus is more than just any king. He is the King of Kings. In fact, this is what actually made Herod so afraid. Here came these wise men from the east. They come into the court of King Herod. They face the king of Israel, Herod, and they say, "Where's the king?" What an odd thing to say. He said, "Well, I'm right here. You're looking at him." And say, no, where's the real king of the Jews? The Bible says Herod was disturbed. I bet he was. Who are these people coming from this great eastern empire, maybe Babylon, somewhere like that? They'd come looking for the king, and Herod's like, "I'm the king, aren't I?" No, where's the king, the newborn king? Herod was upset by this, but he knew what this could mean. And as it goes on, he gathers all of his wise men, as it were, and they find out where the Messiah was to be born. That's who Herod thought it could be. This is the Messiah. This is the Christ, the promised king that God was going to send, who was going to rule the whole world. And then there was frankincense. That's a picture of what a certain kind of frankincense. The frankincense they probably gave Jesus was maybe as a powder. And it was used in the temple. The priests would burn it. They mix it sometimes with other things, with incense. And it would create this smoky aroma that would fill the temple. It was part of worship, of the worship of God. And the wise men knew that that was an important part of the worship of the Jews. And so they were giving that to this as part of that. And we know, as we read the Bible, Jesus comes as kind of a priest. Not just any priest, the priest of priests, the high priest. You know, the job of the priest was to kind of intercede for the people, to be a bit of a go-between. If you wanted to worship God, you kind of went through a priest. But Jesus comes as the priest of priests. And we know, we read in some of our readings, that he is Emmanuel, God with us. So Jesus, as the priest, is kind of cutting out the middleman. God himself is coming. We don't need a priest to get to God anymore. He's come to us. If you want to know God, you need to know Jesus. The frankincense, I think, points to Jesus as this priest bringing God to us. And finally, there was the myrrh. The myrrh. Now, that was, again, a very aromatic perfume that the Jews would use to bury people. To bury people. I mean, what an odd gift for a baby. What kind of gifts do you think you'd give to a baby? What sort of thing? Sahara, what can you think of a good gift for a baby? Sammy, what do you think?
A baby toy.
A baby toy, exactly. Yeah, what else? Ben? Yes, Ben. Yes, very. That's true. You need some snips for the umbilical cord, don't you, Jenny? Obviously. Yeah, that would be an appropriate gift, I suppose. Yeah, well done. Elspeth. A rattle. I was thinking more like nappies and rattles, Ben, all right? Yeah, Thea, what do you think? What would you give to a little baby? A baby bottle. Those would be good gifts. Not myrrh, that was like a special perfume used in burials. What a funny gift. What an odd gift for a newborn baby. Now, whether they knew it or not, the wise men had, in fact, highlighted the most important reason that Jesus was born. He was born to die. Some 30 years later, Jesus would grow up and he would be put to death on a and crucified on a cross. This king had come not to be served and to ascend his throne. He had come to serve others and ascend a cross. He came to die for his people, to take their place, to face the punishment for all of their sin against God. So these first gifts of Christmas, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, point to something about Jesus. He is a king, the king who brings us to God by dying for our sins. He is the king who brings us to God by dying for our sins. And so I suppose if you think about it, Jesus is himself a gift we desperately need. You see, if Jesus is the King of Kings, it means any other ruler is not the best for us. No earthly ruler or government or prime minister is going to bring the peace and rescue we truly need. And that's important to remember at an election time, isn't it? It means we're not able, listen, it means we're not able to rule our own lives. Even though we try to. We don't want somebody else like God to be in charge. We want to be in charge. We want to rule our lives, but we make very bad rulers. We make mistakes. We hurt other people. We ruin our world. But Jesus is a perfect ruler, and he is powerful, powerful enough to defeat death itself. We can't do that. He is the King of Kings. And if Jesus is the priest who brings us to God, then it means we cannot by ourselves know God. Listen, being a good person, being religious, coming along to church at Christmas is all well and good, but it's not enough, the Bible says. We cannot reach up to God. We're not able to do it. He has to come down to us. That's the only way. Only Jesus is the way to know God and his love. And thirdly, if Jesus is the sacrifice for our sin, if he dies, if he's this sacrifice for our sin, it means we are sinners. You know, if deodorant is for smelly people, Jesus is for sinful people. Jesus came to give his life, not for perfect people. If you're a perfect person here today, then you don't need Jesus. You don't need Jesus. You don't need Christmas. It's not good news to you. You don't need it. No, Jesus came for sinful people. He came for broken people. He came for needy people like me. If you find that there's sin in your life, that there's darkness in your heart, and then you will know you need rescue. You know you need a Savior. You need Jesus. Christmas. Jesus is the gift we truly need. He is the gift that changes our lives forever. He saves us. He forgives us. He changes us. He fills us with life and hope and joy. He's the gift we need to remember every year and every day, in fact. And so, the wise men worship Jesus. Did you see that? We've come to worship him. They find him, they fall down before this baby in awe and wonder and worship. But what does Herod do? Can any of the children remember what was Herod up to? What was he trying to do? Because he said, "I'll tell me where he is so I could go and worship him too." But is that what he wanted to do? Tell me. Can anybody tell me? Lydia, do you remember? What did Herod want to do? What do you think? Did he want to hurt Jesus? Oh, yeah, he did. That's right. Sammy, can you remember?
He wanted to kill
him. He did. Herod was, he was quite happy being in charge. He was quite happy ruling the kingdom, being in charge of his own life. He didn't want this Jesus king to save him. He's very protective of his throne. Herod was a pretty nasty guy as well. We know from history he killed his wife. He killed many of his sons. He was murderous and violent. In fact, all the infant boys in Bethlehem were slaughtered by him in his pursuit of Jesus. Now, we may find Herod appalling. What a wicked man. But here's the reality that the Bible wants you to understand that you're not going to like. There's a little bit of Herod in all of us. There's a little bit of Herod in all of us. We love to rule ourselves. We hate the idea of having to give ourselves to Jesus. We hate to admit our need of a Savior. We cling on to our own sense of goodness and pride. I'm okay, thanks. I don't need God. I don't want God. And like Herod, we do what we can to make sure we never, ever let God in. But even though we are those sorts of people, clinging to our own little thrones, the good news is God loves us. And he sent Jesus nonetheless. He sent Jesus to give his life for rebels like that. And he offers himself to you this Christmas, right now, today. He is the gift we all need. And the question is, do we know we need him? Do we know we need him? And are we ready to receive that gift into our lives? You know, a good next step for you, if you're thinking about that, would be to perhaps pick up a Bible. Like we said, you can take one of those Bibles at home. We've got little short Gospels. Start with a Gospel, an account of Jesus' life. Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, we've read from them today. Read one of those. It won't take you long, an hour or two over Christmas if you've got some time. That's a good place to start to familiarise yourself. Who is this? Jesus. We run, you might call them exploring faith groups or courses, which are opportunities for you to come and gather, and we'll meet and we'll chat, and you can ask those questions and really dig down into the things you're thinking about that might help you. Or I'd love to give you a book. This is the books at the back are free. This is called The Gift. The Gift, and it kind of a very simple, short, sweet, explains why Jesus is good news, why he is the gift that we all need. So why don't you pick up one of those? That would be another good place for you to start in thinking about Jesus. Let me finish, though, with quoting from a lovely hymn, Carol. It's called In the Bleak Midwinter, even though it probably wasn't winter that Jesus was born. But nonetheless, the tune's nice and there's some good words. And one of the verses says this. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what I can, I give him. Give my heart. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you are the gift we really need. That you've come into this world to rescue us from our sin and to save us. Thank you, O Lord. You are such a good and wonderful Saviour, and we are in awe of you again. You are the true King to rule us. You are the true Priest to bring us to God. You are the true Sacrifice, the only one who can save us from our sins. So help us to understand these things this Christmas time. In Jesus' name, Amen.